This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government today assured that the seeds of all types of crops are available sufficiently in the country amid the West Asia conflict. Additional Secretary of Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Dr. Maninder Kaur Dwivedi, stated this while addressing the inter-ministerial meeting in New Delhi this afternoon on recent developments in West Asia.
The next major input which goes into agriculture is fertilizer. The projection which has been done with the states in consultation with them is for an area coverage in this current kharif for 1391.71 lakh hectares of area, basing on which the requirement of fertilizer has been worked out, which would be 390.54 lakh metric ton, and 46% is already available as the opening stock for the current season. India is one of the larger producers of agrochemicals. Sufficient quantity of agrochemicals are available.
Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Civil Aviation, Asangba Chuba Ao, informed that the aviation industry has welcomed the government's decision to implement the limited increase of 25% on aviation turbine fuel prices for domestic scheduled carriers on domestic routes. He said this intervention will ensure that the domestic operational costs of Indian carriers remain manageable. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said the country's crude inventory is currently sufficient. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the Indian Embassy in Tehran has so far assisted 1,171 Indians in their movement. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry. Single-phase polling for 126 constituencies in Assam, 140 seats in Kerala and 30-member Puducherry Assembly will be held on the 9th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed rallies at Gogamukh and Vishwanath in Assam today. Speaking at Gogamukh, Mr. Modi said, in the last 10 years of NDA rule in Assam, the state has witnessed significant progress.
Assam ne seva aur sushasan ka naya daur dekha hai. Assam ka ye chunav विकसित असम से विकसित भारत बनाने का चुनाव है. इस बार बीजेपी एनडीए सरकार की हैट्रिक लगनी तय है.
Senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed public meetings during her day-long visit to Assam today. Speaking in Sivasagar district, Priyanka said rising living costs are burdening citizens and termed the BJP's policies anti-people. The Rajya Sabha today passed the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 with a voice vote. The bill aims to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A General Duty Officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces. The Lok Sabha has passed the Andhra Pradesh Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2026. It amends the Andhra Pradesh Reorganisation Act 2014. It accords statutory status to Amravati as the sole capital of Andhra Pradesh. Senior BJP leader and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today said the introduction of bills in Parliament is guided by necessity and prevailing circumstances and should not be viewed through a political lens. Talking to media outside the Parliament House complex, Mr. Rijiju informed that the Andhra Pradesh Reorganisation Amendment Bill was brought forward due to its urgency as there was a need to grant Amravati the status of a capital for which the passing of an amendment bill in Parliament was essential. Benchmark domestic equity indices surged by around 1.5% today. The Sensex soared 1,187 points to close at 73,134, while the Nifty rose 348 points to settle at 22,679. In Asian boxing championships, Indian boxers Sachin Sivach and Vishwanath Suresh advanced to the quarterfinals in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today. In IPL cricket, hosts Lucknow Super Giants will take on Delhi Capitals from 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, Punjab Kings beat Gujarat Titans by 3 wickets in New Chandigarh. In football, defending champions India will face Bhutan in the semi-final of the SAF Under-20 Championship in the Maldives at 9 p.m. tonight. And with that, we end this news bulletin.